Welcome, listeners, to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to begin today's show with a new release, a couple new releases of duets. We're going to start with our friends from the Hartford area, now residing in Harlem in New York. This is Brandi Younger on harp, Desron Douglas on bass, and their take on Pharoah Sanders' The Creator Has a Master Plan.
A master plan for us all.
Thank you.
A beautiful arrangement of Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman. Actually, that's been covered a few times by jazz artists. Beautiful tune. And this done by Luke Selleck on bass and Andrew Renfro on guitar. We had a couple duets, both with Hartford Connections. Andrew Renfro, a graduate of Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford. And Luke Selleck and Andrew Renfro have a brand new album out entitled Small Vacation, in which they cover quite a few country tunes and Americana tunes. Very nice album from those two. And we started out this set with Dezron Douglas and Brandy Younger, two more graduates of the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz in Hartford, Connecticut. And they released a single from an upcoming album entitled Force Majeure is the name of the album, soon to be released. And I am really looking forward to this album because it sort of documents this very strange time we live in with the COVID crisis. And when this first started, and these musicians in New York City really got their legs cut out from under them as all of the clubs closed, the nightclubs where they earn their living, and all these summer jazz festivals got canceled. And Dezron Douglas and Brandy Younger, who lived together in Harlem, would put on these brunches, they would call it, from their apartment in Harlem. Under such adverse conditions, showed so much optimism and strength and creativity. By streaming these shows on Friday mornings, which I would watch routinely, really made us all feel a little more at ease during these rough times. So I look forward to this album. It's coming out in vinyl as well. I'll probably buy a copy. Wish all the best to Dezron Douglas, Brandy Younger, and all the great musicians that have given us so much pleasure over the years. All right, we're going to continue on with Joe Farnsworth. We're going to actually play a couple great drummers. Joe Farnsworth, one of the best session men in New York City, put out a brand new album. It's called Time to Swing. And we are going to listen to Monk's Dream. Thank you. Yes, a jazz supergroup of all women musicians. We heard from the group Artemis, and we heard a track called Nocturno. And that features Rini Rosnes on piano, Anat Cohen on clarinet, Melissa Aldana, tenor saxophone, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, and Noriko Uda on bass, and drummer Allison Miller make up that group. Also in that group is Cecile McLaurin-Salvant on vocals, but not on that track. Before that, we heard from a couple drummers leading their groups. Jonathan Barber has a new album out, Live at the Jazz Standard, a great club in New York City. And we heard Find My Way. That one features a group of Hartford-based musicians. We've been doing a lot of that this show. Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on piano, Andrew Renfro guitar, Godwin Luis, another musician not from Hartford but from Bridgeport, Connecticut, and he plays alto saxophone, a great player, Matt Dwanzik on bass. And we started out that set with Joe Farnsworth, another fine drummer, from his album Time to Swing. And we heard Monk's Dream, and that is a great quartet featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Kenny Barron on piano, and Peter Washington on bass, along with Joe Farnsworth on drums. All right, up to this point, we've heard all new music, new releases, but now we're going to get back to some classic jazz from the 1960s. We're going to finish up the show playing great classic jazz from the likes of Bobby Timmons, Wayne Shorter, Hank Mobley, and Grant Green. We're going to start with pianist Bobby Timmons from an album, This Here Is Bobby Timmons, 1960 release, and Dat Dare. Thank you. a great tune from Hank Mobley from a great album entitled No Room for Squares. We heard the track Up a Step, a 1963 release. Before that, we heard from Wayne Shorter from the album Speak No Evil. We heard Infant Eyes, haunting tune, 1964 release. And we began that set with Bobby Timmons. This Here Is Bobby Timmons is the name of that album. We heard Dat Dare. We're going to finish out this show with Grant Green, great guitarist. I've been playing him a lot on the last few shows. This one in an organ trio setting from the album Grant's First Stand. We're going to hear Lullaby of the Leaves. That'll about do it for today's show. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and we'll do this again next week. Enjoy. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.